Hey, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. On the phone with us this morning for Faithful Friday is Dwayne Kidd. He is from Creekside Church down in Bonnieville. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we don't actually know one another, and I was familiar with you simply because of a cool Facebook post that you made for a parking lot church service that you guys are going to be having, or actually was it from last week that you already had?
It was a service we had, but we are currently still having curbside service or parking lot service or drive-through service, whatever term one chooses to use. We are currently still doing those.
Now, this was a fun video. It was lighthearted. You kind of came off almost like a cheesy used car salesman, and it was really impassioned, but it still had a sound message to it. I really loved it.
Well, good. That was kind of the goal. I am an 80s child, so anything retro like that, you know, I know it connects with especially my generation, but also I think with the social media that is in the forefront of everything that we do in our lives, I also think it also connects to that generation as well, because they're very familiar with that type of promotion or mindset. And, you know, to me, I believe this is a time that we need to have some lightheartedness along with being serious about where we're at and what we're facing.
Certainly. Now, Creekside Church, what kind of church is it, if we're going to say what part of the Christian tree does it belong on?
We are under the, we are a denomination church of Church of God of Prophecy.
And so what's your attendance normally prior to the COVID-19 outbreak? How many folks would we see down there on a regular Sunday?
We average about 90 weekly.
That's a nice, good-sized church for out in the country. That's great.
With a seating capacity of 96, yes, we were elbow to elbow, so it really made an impact on us as far as being able to continue in person services with the current guidelines that we're under.
Now, how are you still being able to reach out besides your parking lot or drive up type church services to your congregation in this time of need?
Well, of course, we do. We also broadcast our service on Facebook. Of course, we also, to keep in contact with our members, we, you know, use Messenger. Occasionally, we even do some video chats and things like that. But, you know, of course, once again, many of them we see weekly that do attend the outside service.
Well, Dwayne Kidd from Creekside Church down in Bonnieville, thank you so much for Faithful Friday and for joining us. And we would like, if you don't mind, to close with a word of prayer this morning and offer something up for us.
Yes, sir. Be more than happy to. You know, I just want to share it, you know, that the Scripture declares that in Christ we live, we move, and we have our very being in Christ. And, so, you know, I know today people's minds are just overloaded. You know, we are in a shutdown, if you will, and I know many people wish they could just shut their minds down. If they wish they had an off switch. But the Scripture tells us how to deal with that we're to think on things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are just, things that are honest, things that have virtue or praiseworthy, to think on those things. And so I just want to encourage the listeners to maybe lean into Christ, maybe a little closer than maybe you're accustomed to, and stay there. We know he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, that there is a resting place within you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we can switch our thoughts to think on you, to think on things that are pure, just, lovely, things that are honest. And Father, I pray for each person that will hear this broadcast. Father, we thank you for these airways. We thank you, Lord God, that there's people still reaching out to want to hear the good news of the gospel, that Jesus came to redeem lost man, not only from their sins, but also from destruction, also from pain, also from disease, also from sickness. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are El Shaddai. You are the God that is more than enough. And Father, we just ask you to bless. We pray for each person that is infected with this virus. We pray, Lord God, that healing would manifest in their bodies. Father, we know that every person has been affected. And Father, we just pray, Lord God, the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And in that name, in the name of Jesus, we ask all these things. Amen.
Mr. Kidd from Creekside Church in Bonnieville, we appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
We are Quixie 98.3.